And gentlemen, I have the honor to declare open the 23rd session of the Working Group of the Universal Periodic Review. According to the timetable circulated and posted on the UPR extranet, 14 states will be reviewed during this session, starting today with the review of the Federated States of Micronesia in the morning and of Lebanon in the afternoon. Allow me from the outset to welcome the delegation of the Federated States of Micronesia, which is with us this morning. Before the review of Micronesia, I would like to recall some of the basic principles guiding our work and to invite all delegations to respect the principles and objectives of the UPR in line with paragraphs 3 and 4 of the Annex of Human Rights Council Resolution 5/1. It is important to preserve the cooperative, inclusive, and transparent nature of the process. Although the Working Group is an intergovernmental body, the participation of civil society in the entire UPR process is well established, in particular at the national level or during the plenary session of the HRC. In this regard, I would like to refer to the HRC Resolution 16/21, which strongly rejects any act of intimidation or reprisal against individuals or against groups who cooperate or have cooperated with the United Nations, its representatives and mechanisms in the field of human rights, and I urge states to prevent and ensure adequate protection against such acts. In addition, I trust that the constructive spirit that usually prevailed in this forum will continue to mark our deliberations. As a president, I made and I will continue to make every possible effort to ensure that the deliberations of the working group are conducted with the dignity and respect for the promotion and protection for human rights. I reiterate the appeal made by my predecessors to preserve the cooperative spirit and nature of the UPR by ensuring that issues of a political and bilateral nature are kept away from our deliberations. I would also like to remind you that, as per usual practice, the working group reports will provide a factual summary of the content of the deliberations. In addition, these reports will reflect all the recommendations pronounced with the understanding that they should not be considered as endorsed by the working group as a whole. All recommendations should focus on human rights issues in accordance with the HRC Resolutions 5/1, and the recommendations are part of the final document that should reflect a clear position of the state under review. The respect for the fundamental principles that govern the preparation of the reports will, with no doubt, ensure consistency in the reports for all states under review. This will contribute to enhancing the credibility of the UPR process, ensure its success during the second cycle, and highlight the fundamental principles of equal treatment of all reviewed states. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me now to turn to the list of speakers. According to the provisions of the Council Decision 17/119, the lists for the reviews of this session were closed on Thursday, 29th October at 6 p.m. with no possibility to register anymore. Last Friday, the Bureau drew by lot the order in which delegations will take the floor. Also on Friday, the list of speakers or the lists of speakers and the speaking time for each review were circulated by email and posted on the extranet for the UPR. Let me remind you that the speaking time for each review is distributed as follows. When all speakers on the list can be accommodated within the given time, 3 minutes are given to member states and 2 minutes are given to observers. If necessary, the speaking time is brought to 2 minutes for all. If even then all speakers cannot be accommodated, the speaking time is equally distributed among all speakers inscribed on the list and can even be less than 2 minutes. All statements will be posted on the UPR extranet page. In that regard, it would be highly appreciated if the statements could be sent electronically to the UPR state's email address. Ladies and gentlemen, we shall now proceed with a review of the Federated States of Micronesia. In accordance with Resolution 5/1, the review is based on, firstly, the national report, secondly, the compilation report as prepared by the OHCHR, and thirdly, a summary of stakeholders' information also prepared by the OHCHR. I now have the honor to give the floor to Her Excellency Mrs. Jane J. Zhijigyal, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary and Permanent Representative of the Federated States of Micronesia to the UN, to introduce the report. Your Excellency, you have the floor.